Yesu yobazi wanyo wana wakatonda.
Praise Jesus, my children of God.
Kulikeyo mukanyomero katuyisemu.
We'll come back from the part we have finished.
Kasubira okoleddwa bulungi.
You've done well.
Abapya mwenna tusanyuse nnyo okubalaba.
All the new people, we are happy to see you.
Tukusaba onyweze olugendo lw'obulokozi.
We request you that you hold the journey of salvation.
Olugendo lw'eggulu.
The journey of heaven.
Manyi bwarokoka.
I know that when you got saved,
watandika olugendo lw'eggulu.
You began the journey of heaven.
So olugendo lw'obulokozi.
Now the journey of salvation.
Olugendo lw'eggulu.
It is the journey of heaven.
Olono Katonda lwe yantambuza okwetegereza.
This is what God moved me to look at.
Biri bitiera tunatuuka tutiye.
How are things and how shall we reach up in heaven?
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now we welcome every person in their honor. Just as God first gave you. For he speaks in the Romans 8 and he says, those he foreknew, those he called, he gave them righteousness, he gave them the honor. Though you don't seek much for it, God gave it to you. Each one in your honor will welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming. And those who've been with us for long, we welcome you. You may say that we've gotten old. Due to your new creation, before God, every day you're new.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we welcome you unto the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. We have not much time. This day we fail to calculate it.
Well,
I see it's 2:05. Is it not that? Now we are meant to just end here and go home. For we meant to leave this place at 2. We want to teach ourselves to be people of seasons and times, just as God is. And just as He tells us in the Ecclesiastes 3, that everything has its seasons and times. And He spoke that to Abraham that in this season, I will get back and Sarai will have a child.
Now,
our God is of seasons and is of order. Let's promise all ourselves. Next Sunday we shouldn't go beyond this time. Let each one of us come early.
That
we handle the first service in its time. For sometimes when we come early, we find like 1, 2, 3 people. Now there has been a laziness in that aspect.
And even
who shepherd us, those we call the coordinators in the language we came from, they are the shepherds who prepare us to move on to the next services. Like Pastor Muchibi, Pastor Robina, Pastor Gilton,
many shepherds.
You used to call them coordinators.
But
we call them pastors who prepare our souls. Now we shall handle that time. Those who lead us in the worship, those who give the testimonies.
Friends,
let's all handle the time well. We don't speak much detailed. You sum it up.
Or
if Bible spoke of the witness of Christ like that, and that
Nazareth,
there was a hill like this. I don't know whether I would have read and understood it. But they say when you pass Nazareth, straight to the point. They don't say Nazareth, where there was the mountain and this slope and the synagogue was there. There's no details like that.
Yes,
we must
praise.
We shall all learn the order. how we handle it. For when we move ahead these days, if not balance time, there are other portions we miss of the day. But in all, we appreciate God has brought you those from Najifuma.
The
pastor who welcomed Mama Michelle. All of you, God bless you. All you who've come, even those with the testimonies, and it's from the word of God. The giving of that testimony, I enjoy it.
Person
has written like this, he is done upon it. That's the testimony in the word. That's what angels used to overcome.
The
Bible says they overcome by the word of their testimony.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the person quotes this, God is fulfilling like this. He's done this as it's written here. And the person realizes scriptures are living and they work. The way you giving testimonies out there, you face it out. We give the testimony in the word, what did it do to us? And we give it 2 times on the world, 100, even in heavens. How
despite
things of heaven, what has God done for you? How
and
you're about to reach, how is your journey?
Then you come on the 100.
Even here is that as it promised.
We know you go for
it. We learn to give a testimony. God bless you all. Let's read and study for at least 30 minutes.
At least leave
here at 40 minutes past 2. And you move on a little time. I request you, bear it in the name of Jesus. But we don't request that it will always be this way.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are moving on with the call of our nation, Uganda. Until we shall finish, what can we do to fulfill? Then we are about to go back to the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are still in the call of the nation Uganda. The call of our friends still.
And
all those loving God over the world. We've looked, what can we do? To fulfill the call upon the nation Uganda and that call upon each one of us, where is attached upon much blessings.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But this day, we want to see how we can use the blessings given us, the blessings on our lives, that we are given blessings from heaven, which have no room enough for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What can we do?
We
use the blessing we saw on our life, which holds favor and power, which can attract what you need. After God has reached them to you, how have you used them? That he sends a blessing from heaven and you lack room to put it. If you can use them for life and in the serving God, when it speaks in the Ephesians 1 verse 3
unto 5,
he speaks and says this. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3.
Yebazibwe Katonda, Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo eby'omugulu mu Kristo. Olunyolwokuna, nga bwe yatulondera mu ye, ng'ensi tennaba kutondebwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you were brought on the world, as we've been seeing,
Mukama yakuteekako omukisa mu mwoyo gwo.
Put a blessing upon your spirit.
Kyavudde ayogera mu Efeso esula eyo esooka n'olwokusatu mpaka olwokuna.
That's why he's spoken in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3.
Ayogera nti yeebazibwe Katonda Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe
Yesu. And he said, blessed be the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus.
Eyatuwa omukisa mu bitundu eby'omuggulu.
He who blessed us in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
Yes, tena bakuba.
Before the world was.
Amazima gali bwe kati nga bwe tuzze tulaba.
The truth is this, as we've been saying.
Eri muntu azaalibwa nga talina mukisa ku bulamu.
No person born without a blessing on their life.
Okusooka okuteekebwako era twalaba waayo okuteekebwa ku mwoyo gwo.
That blessing we saw, how it's put on your spirit. And we saw that blessing. It's power which is called favor. And we discovered a blessing is like a magnet.
And
out of which comes the invisible power. Yet that power has to gather what you need. Right from the different people. Those God prepared that they would reach you to bring things to you. But we discovered that blessing had gotten a problem.
Kupata magnet, no
just as you get a physical magnet and pour dust on it, and it no more attracts what surrounds it.
Or
it loses the power and it attracts a little small things. But if you take off its dust,
that
power comes out called favor. Or the power of a magnet to attract things. We showed you the ways of the devil. That which is filled of sacrifice.
That
nice to see a magnet with dust on it. When you pour blood on it, it can begin to attract again. It involves the sacrifice. Sacrificing. That is the person with sin, and they block their blessings.
The
power can't come from them called favor. And they go to the shrine and they ask them to go to a cow, reaching a cow moving with 2 feet. That's a human being, that they can shed blood on their sins, yet they don't go away. Attract what they need through the sacrifice. Those are the ways of Satan. And you're counted among the thieves. But the Lord put the blood which speaks better words that he shed once.
Hebrews
12:24 speaks of it. That the blood of Jesus speaks only better words.
It
cleanses us, takes our sins away. Even the power on your blessing, and it comes out that called favor. Many times God tests us little. For when we repent, for many times we move repenting. And even though we don't move into reaching total repentance, for ignorance, it begins to lose that blessing and that power, and you don't sacrifice anything. Yet he tells you, use well the blessing on your life.
And
you give the tithes and the offerings. Put them in the place where they do the role God spoke of. That his house doesn't lack food. And that house, those are the children of God. That is the church we ourselves. Every person can be given what their need is. In that time when you give on a portion of the blessing in life, he opens the door and the blessings of heaven and the doors of heaven, and sends you a blessing which holds no room. But people don't realize that blessing, how it appears. This day we are going to look at it, the angels of the scales. And they are the ones
sent.
And they measure things and you lack room to put them. And it's to, like rebuking the devourer. Now the devils who had a right over you and your finances, God rebukes them. In rebuking them, he sent the angels of the chain, the angels Abaddon, bind all the demons and the fallen angels, those who have been haunting your business, who have haunted your life and your finances. But you try one thing, use them for the life and the serving God, fulfill the call upon you as a person, fulfill the call upon our nation. For when he speaks, he says, in the second Peter, chapter 1, verse 3, and he speaks like this, just as we've always heard.
Ebaluwa ya Petero ekyokubiri esula esooka olunyi lwakusatu.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Kubanga obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda bwe bwatuwa byonna ebyobulamu n'ebyokuweereza Katonda olw'okutegeera ddala oyo eyatuyita olw'ekitiibwa n'obulungi bwe ye.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
Kati obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda,
the authority of God,
bamutegeera ye Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
We understood him is the Holy Spirit.
Naye ye olw'okubanga yatoolebwa ku ye,
but because was gotten from him,
but ye tuyita omukisa ogwatikibwa ku mwoyo.
Portion we call the blessed put on our spirits.
Yategeka buli kye weetaaga mu bulamu bwo.
He prepared whatever you need for this life.
Kiri wonna mu nsi wonna buli kifo kyonna.
All over in the world in every place.
Yatuwa dda bye tuweetaaga mu bulamu bwo.
He already gave us what we need in this life. That we use it for this
life
and for serving him.
It
means in the other part, as God gives you,
and
he opens the blessing on your life. He wants you to use it for this life and in serving him. It means there's a ministration on your life.
And
God gives, provides for you. There is a ministry you are meant to help. There is a ministry upon your life. You're meant to use it for this life and serving him. And in understanding him, that if you are getting, use for this your life well. Don't take yourself as if you're sorrowful when you've been given. If you even fail to buy what you need.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And not being able to use them for serving him. When he says for serving him, there is a gift you have on your life.
There is a
general call upon the nation we are meant to handle with what we have. And you have to try time. And though he provides you that, you can eat well, you sleep well, and that you even get time to understand him.
And
get time to study and to know him. That on your life to come out,
ukole burungi,
that he does good to help you in your life and in serving God. And in getting time to understand him and to know the inheritance in heaven, which is more than what is given you in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God.
But when you do that,
you
promise, say, if you do that,
and
you use well for your life, and in serving him, our blessing will take off, give tithes and offerings. Those who want messages with the tithes and offering, we started them. The ones which you are taken away, those which remain, you can get that message.
But
here we show God put the blessing on your life. But what beats it more? Some we don't know how to use in our life. We even fail to use in serving God. Others we fail to get time to understand him because of the plenty things he gives us. Open your blessing given you, but you don't have time to understand him. But if you handle both of them and you use well for your life, and you can use for you have your gift of serving him, and you use it for serving him, and you even get time understanding him in the time of using for serving him. That is where the tithe and offerings is, the pledgings and the thanksgiving and the things like those. Praise Jesus. But though you do like that, you add on time to understand him. That's why he said, in that moment, I will open the windows of heaven and its doors, and I send you the blessing which comes from him besides
which
there is a blessing he retained when you use well that on your life. There is another he sent you to from heaven. No one has ever seen of its color.
Yet we ask that
God give bless us.
Many times people
come tell me, let's pray God give us a blessing.
I
must tell them, let's pray God opens, loses the one on your life.
For it upon
you, when you're brought on the
earth,
you need it to be loosed.
If you give
tithes and offerings and the thanksgiving, pledges and the helpings, then we ask the one from heaven.
Ask
the one from heaven, and what's on you, you've not used it yet.
It
confuses how to pray about it.
What
I know you have to tell me, let's ask God lose a blessing in my life. If there is an unrighteousness that he has
mercy,
the blood of his son speak the better words to
me.
The blessing he gave me that it works,
that
out of it comes power called favor. Attract what I need in the life and
serving
him. I will use them for the life and the
serving him.
Then I ask the blessing from heaven.
Spare
time to understand and to know you.
God,
when you lose your blessing, will not shift me from knowing you. You know God can lose a blessing and you lack time to know him.
Then you,
every time in business, as you see
the
here,
come
in China,
you are
not ready to put your phone in the silent or flight mode,
and business,
because businesses are passing you. Sometimes God says, don't lose much blessing on this one.
Leave
them a little, that they may spare time to understand me.
For you may
lose it and you claim you are busy.
Busy no matter the zango li being.
And you end up okubera
under
once
Satanizi
which call you just Satan.
Every
time you're there.
Now they will
say you shall not use the term busy.
Over kare ndio chupaidi.
Okay, I'm occupied at least. You're not busy. The interpretation is like that.
See, a B-U-S-Y.
It's not B-U-S-Y.
Being under.
Okubera wansi.
Satan is S-A-U. Satan
is Satan's yoke.
Why a garment? Satan is
yoke. S-Y is Satan's yoke.
But
you can remain using it as an English word.
It
means you're doing things that
if
they get beyond that definition will come out.
You
no more have time to understand God. But when he speaks with us in Malachi, Malachi chapter 3 from verse 8.
Malachi 3 from
verse 8.
Malachi sura ya kusatu, olinyolo mnana.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
Omuntu alinyaga Katonda, na ye mwe munyaga nze. Na ye mwogera nti, tuwa kunyaga tutia. Mwanyaga kebi tunde vye kumi nebiwebwayo. Olinyolo mwenda. Mukoli midwe shikoli mecho. Kubanga munyaga nze, egwanga linolio na.
You
know the entire world gets to rob God. First thing God gave us the blessing on our lives. It's upon us.
Satan
brought his sins. That blessing lost power called favor. Now because Satan is the thief,
if
you go aside, you do witchcraft and sacrifice. That you grab the blessing by force. Was it not that? And when you came to Jesus,
and
you lost your blessing because of his blood, which cleansed you, and you began to drop the tithes and the offerings of different way. Now the entire nation ended up being robbers. Just as last time we ended,
we saw
even some of the ministers became robbers. the religious people, some of the born against the pastor, prophets, and apostles.
Kind
of things and offerings are brought, but they don't do the work of the house of God. And they use them for the things they want as themselves. But if
nze nawe,
me and you,
atugame ni mutume ni musumba,
polisi
wanjiri na binevya,
evangelist, prophet and the others,
gomuwerezo yowari, awaweredua,
that minister is the one given you,
nemuwera mesiko kwesu,
and your faithful use blessing on your life,
nemuko isambu na mbuno,
and use it for this life,
mukuwereza katonda,
in the serving of God,
mukongere mutegi,
and moving to understand him,
mukuwereza katonda,
in the serving of God,
nemuwebimwebe kumenevi wewa,
giving the tithings and the offerings,
nebikora burundi,
and the
nyumba ya katonda, nemuwera mwecho kulia,
well and there is food in the house of God. The house of God. They are the children of God. The saints of God. Moses speaks, don't you know you are temples of the Lord?
Spirit.
Speak, don't you know I'm coming back for you as the holy church, that which holds no spot and
not evil.
When we saw in the Acts 4 that when they brought on the apostles'
feet,
each person was given as their need was. It means they came found food in the house of God, eating and drinking.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
God added increased the
debt
and none of them
loved.
But they used the blessing on their lives very well. On their lives and the serving of God. And they always got time to understand God. What God did added a blessing from heaven to them, which need not be explained in the few minutes. Praise Jesus.
He
added on them angels of the scales, angels of seasons and times, and they can't dare leave one person to be in need.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
My
Bible speaks one in Malachi.
Malachi esule yokusatu. Olunyiriri olwe kumi.
Malachi chapter 3 verses 10.
Mulete chitundu eche kumi echiramba mugwanika. Enyumba yange berenga mwemere. Era munkeme nacho bayogera mukama weje. Obanga siri bagulira we bituli ebyomuguru. Nemba fukira omukisa. Ne wataba na banga we gulija.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Na agama ati mulete chimwe che 10
kirama. The full tithings. Even the offerings, you don't give it up. You know, offerings are many. There are thanksgiving offerings. There is the pledgings and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He says,
test me with it. Remember, our testing is this. We, after we've gotten,
us
use the great portion in our life. For he has only spoken 10% and the offering balanced well.
The
pledges and the thanksgiving. Even the free will offerings. Just as we started
there.
The greatest percentage give it to you, use in your life.
And what the percentage is single, you can say,
though the greatest percentage used it for your life, now the small percentage,
when
you bring it in serving God.
And
though you are an evangelist, even what you have to serve God,
yes,
praise Jesus.
You
fulfill the call on your life and that upon the nation call,
yes,
praise Jesus. And he said, test me with that. You test me for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You test me.
See,
how I will not open the windows of heaven and the doors, and I send you a blessing, you lack room to put it in the heavens. None of us have
ever
seen a blessing pouring where it is
true.
The problem we didn't realize, who are the blessing? Blessed are they who are sent to measure
for
us, and they measure for you and you lack room to put them. They are called angels of scales, angels of the measurements. They have all measurements in every way. They are the ones sent to come serve you. Even the blessing they got recap that of
far ahead.
You know, there are people
who
never used the blessing of their lives under the sun. There are those today who have not used it. Those going to be coming, they will never use it. Now, because the angels of
scales,
they are of seasons at times. They can go back in the past seasons. They never use their blessing on the world. And they gather them to you. And they look in seasons today. If they see there are those not to use their blessings, them to they add pack them to you.
And
they go in eras ahead. And they find those not to use their blessings, them to they bring to you. Use them. And you lack room to put them. God, the blessing He put upon us when we came from heaven, it was to use on your life and those you hold with. Maybe it's 60%. But perhaps you've never even used 1%. Maybe you are in 80. How your life is to move and to use it. And the people will be surrounding you. And the time he joins the blessing which has no room enough, you reach a time and you go beyond the help you would have done and you help beyond. And you even reach to release out old things because of the many new who are coming. That is what his spoke saying. By that blessing, you will bring out the old because of the numerous new ones coming. Because we first meditated how the blessing will be. Still there is a blessing of rebuking the devourer. Let's read down. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10.
Era munkeme na chuba yogera mukama oweje. Obanga siri bagulirawe bituli ebyomugulu. Nemba fukiro mukisa. Ne wataba na banga wegulija. Kumi na rumu. Era nine nyomuli kulwa mwe. Sota lizikiriza ddala bibala byatakali ya mwe. So nomuza bibo gwa mwe. Teguli kunkumula bibala byagwo mu nnimiro. Entuko nga tezinnatuuka. Bwayogera Mukama ow'Eggye.
Owulidde ekiriwo.
Have you heard what is?
Agulawo amadirisa g'eggulu.
He opens the windows of heaven.
N'agulawo enzigi.
He opens the doors.
Yes,
he
was
praise Jesus.
N'akusindikira omukisa n'obulala omuwa okuteeka.
He sends you a blessing you lack space to put in.
Omukisa tugenda balaba malayika b'ebipimo.
We are going to see the blessings as angels of the scales.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye ate n'abala n'anenya omuli abadde.
After he rebukes the devourer who has been destroying your things, destroyed on the blessing you had on the world,
you
sent them to break those to rebuke. There he sent Angel Michael, those of warfare.
Also,
if there are demons, they have to be bound. And he also sends the angel of fire.
You
burn whether the sickness he put in your
garden.
Whether powers of darkness here when you move on. Now, when we had a way to get revealed, use well the blessing on our lives. There is the other he loses. On that. The blessing on your life. Something has been
hindering
it. Comes out that you use the
money.
Or
is
a destruction of the percentage. Moves on, put a rebuke. When he rebukes, God sends angels of wars to refine and hunt all the evil spirits. And then you see the goodness of God. Now for the blessing coming from heaven, those are angels of the scales. We first answer this question as the saying of God.
For
when he speaks in Deuteronomy 28, starting from verse 1 to 5, he spoke this.
Deuteronomy 28
from verses 1.
Awoluli tukanga, bono nyinkira ngokuli edobozi ya mkama katondao, okukwate vila girobie bionna, bienkula gira lero, okubiko langa, Mukama Katonda wo anakugulumiza ng'okusinga amanga gonna agali ku nsi.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
Oluyutuuka.
It will come to pass.
Bw'omala okuwulira eddoboozi lya Katonda likugamba
litya? After you listen the voice of God, what it tells you.
Owulira nnyo eddoboozi lya Katonda eri mu kigambo
kye. You hear much the voice of God in His word.
Kwe kukwata amateeka n'ebiragiro n'emisango.
To hold the commands, laws, and the judgments.
Jukira ekimu ku mateeka ago mulimu.
Remember something that grow is to use what is given us in life and serving Him. And in moving to understand Him.
He
involved to be given the tithes and the offerings. But after you hear them well, and you move by them, the Lord our God,
all
that your God, lifts you above all the nations. What does He do? To glorify you. In the knowledge He adds you. And he gives you treasure of knowledge. And that is a sign. And
send
you blessings from heaven, the angels of the scales. And they follow you. And when Bible says, blessings will come to you. You have to get a mind and question.
The
blessings will come. Who are these? Do they have feet that they walk? That's where I hear the angel of the scales. That's where I hear them. They're coming. Let's read the next verse.
Deuteronomy
28 verses 2.
Nemikisa jino jona. Jina akujiranga.
Nemikisa jino jona.
All these blessings, they have to come your way. Who are these ones?
For
unto God is what is living and it's active. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is living. It's a double-edged sword. It separates the thoughts and intents. When God speaks the word, they think its life is in the angels. Blessings will come your way. They move and come. And they follow you. What surprises a curse to follow? Who are the curse you think? Satan and his fallen angels. For them to come to the people. And they curse their things, trouble them under the sun. But he has spoken.
That
if we listen well to his voice, obey his commands, laws, and judgments, blessings will come our way.
We
have to ask, do blessings have feet? Listen
to
the next verse. Deuteronomy 28, verses 2.
Bono ulirange dobozi lya Mukama Katonda wo. Olwokusatu. Onobanga n'omukisa mu kibuga era onobanga n'omukisa mu kyalo.
Gisobola okugoberera.
They can follow you.
Mu kyalo ne mu
ki? In the village and the city.
Naye ate jjukira muno ebikolimo bijjira abantu.
But remember, even curses come to the people.
Naye kambuzeyo ani yali ayise ku kikolimo?
Who has ever called the curse to yourself?
N'obeera ali nga gwe oli wali osaba
bampe ekikolimo. They are asking for the curse to be given you.
When they
see their ways, you hold them. And they come your way.
If they
find favorable conditions, and you put their conditions and you hold them to come your way. People will ask much the blessing. Blessing, Lord. Give it to me. Who's ever asked the curse, how comes it comes your way? Blessings they would come our way. Those of blessings are living and moving angels. That they will come to you.
When an
angel comes as a blessing to Cornelius, he told him. When
Cornelius
reported, he said, I saw angel come my way.
Didn't
read of that
word.
He saw an angel come his way. Told him, you're giving.
And
think of reached as a memorial to God. And he sent out us to you. He who comes to us. What comes to us? As blessings, what is this? Yesu was raised in.
Tumanye ebiseera ebisinga ffe ng'ekkanisa.
You know, many times we as church.
Baatukisa nga tukyali bayigirizwa.
Reach the time we are still followers.
Ne bagamba omukisa gugenda kujja.
And they said the blessing is coming.
Omukisa gujja naye nga naye togumanya oba kujja.
You don't know how it is.
Oba gufe oba guba gufa.
Oba
gutegeera oba tegutegeera.
Understood or not?
The
blessing understand.
Closing
in those, it passes through a window hall.
The other
is an angel. Where are you to close him? One musician
sang.
It has no sorrow.
The
blessing God has put and given us. And though you close it out,
it finds a
way to pass. Who is this one? Let me tell you one thing. Our praying without knowledge makes us lag behind. What pray you don't know what and how it
looks
like. But at least you remain asking for it. God bless me.
Now
you thought the blessing never understands.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now,
the blessing on your life.
The
portion from the Holy Spirit is small.
A percentage.
It's the percentage.
Very
small, even its life is not strong. But the angel sent, as it comes as a blessing your way,
or
they say they will come to you, show you how they come in the Acts.
And
these are real angels.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
In
the Acts 10 verse 3.
Oyo nalaba mukolesebwa mu lwatu nga musawe y'omwende y'emisana malayika wa Katonda nga muyingirira ng'amugamba nti Koloneliyo olunyolo okuna n'amwekaliriza amaaso n'atya n'agamba nti kiki mukama wange n'amugamba nti okusaba ko n'okugaba ko birinye olw'okujjukiza mu maaso ga Katonda.
Yalaba mu malayika. Mani Koloneliyo yali ayamba agaba akozesa bulungi
ebyoyaweereddwa. Was helping and giving, used well what was given him.
Yakozesanga mulamu bwe,
used for his life and the serving of God.
Naye omukisa guli.
But the other blessing,
ogutalina bwinika oguva mu ggulu,
ekumuyingirira. It abandoned him.
N'alaba malayika nga
amuyingirira. Enter in his house.
If they say
these blessings will follow you,
don't think that
angels makes them winds.
But
they are not winds, these are angels. Wizards of the world used to say,
spirits
of my forefathers blow on you, but he spoke of fallen angels.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Tell you
one thing, you're meant to move on and understand. After you use well the blessing on your life, use for your life,
when
you get some things that you don't want to buy when you get home, you are on the
very
old holes, yet you have money.
Now you
fail to use in your life,
even
serving God, you have failed. When you go ask a blessing from heaven, that's why church hangs there.
If
you ask which you don't see, all the long, yet bringing it is failed.
No, not
understanding it, you don't know it. Blessing may be perhaps this one. This one came to come his way.
Cornelius
saw the blessing come in his house. He saw an angel come to him. When he said his blessings will come and follow you,
or
I'll open heaven and I send you a blessing.
You
have no room enough for it. Can send you angels of
scales.
When we started them, there are 25 trillions. You can ask like how many? Each one come and each one goes to collect what you need.
And
them, you feel room to put them. Yesu yali mutufu bwe yali agamba nti muguru kikumi ne kunsi kikumi. Jesus was right saying in heaven 100 naye engeri ekikumi ekyo gye kikolebwamu ye yazibuwa. The way of how the 100 is made is what is hard. Laba twalina okukozesa bulungi omukisa ogule kulamu obwaffe. We had to use well the blessing on our lives. Ate atusindikire n'okuva mu ggulu. And he sends us the one from heaven. Osobola okuweza ekikumi. That you can make a total of 100. Oba obadde olinako 40. If you held 40. Nga gwe mukisa ogule kulamu obwo. It is the blessing on your life. Ekaga ina jisindika nga ziva mu ggulu. It is made to stay from heaven.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kati ekizibu fetu atuloza obo mukiso guva muguru.
Blessing with all the blessing from heaven.
Kubera kuti
how does it look?
Ndoza ngagunji se
bwa. Maybe it is distinctive.
Na yego sobolo kujja
but it can come.
Ya baga ndi msajina akujira.
The blessings will come your way. What are the blessings? How are they?
Jitambula jitajine bigere.
They move their feet.
Heda chikasa tugawedi ya.
30 minutes have finished.
Let's read
one scripture. We have missed much. We're still moving on to see how they measure them. Let's read Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6. Revelation 6 from verse 5.
Bwe yabembulira akabonero akokusatu, ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokusatu nga kyogera nti jangu. Nenda bera laba embalasi enzirugavu neyali atuddeko ngalina ekigera mu mukono gwe.
Kakati malaika abo.
Now those angels,
they bayita mukisa.
Those they call blessing.
Batambulira ku mbalasi ziba nzirugavu.
They move on the black horses.
Abalina n'ebipimo.
And they have the scales.
Ebipimo ebyo.
Those scales.
Aliwo kulaba kakati tumuwadde kyenkana
ekikusinziira
gwakozesezza omukisa ogule kulamu
obwo.
Tupime ebyeyeetaaga.
Let's measure what they need.
Ebiro n'ebiseera byabyo.
Seasons and times for them.
Bo balina ebipimo.
They have scales.
Malayika ba bipimo ba.
Angels of measurements.
Abasoma naffe mu lugendo lw'eggulu twabasoma mu balaba.
With the journey of heaven we started them.
Era bamanyiiko.
And you know of them.
Malaika yali atudde ku mbalasi eyo
ekyo who sat on the black horse.
I name bima.
Has the scales.
Asobola okupima golodi, dhahabu,
gold, silver.
Waliwo ekiseera kye nnindiridde ku katono.
A moment I'm awaiting for briefly.
Kubanga buli zaabu wali mu nsi ffe kati tetujja mukebera nnyo.
Where gold is in the world we shall not search for it much.
Tetujja funa nnyo byuma by'abaisi.
We shall not get much the gadgets of the wise.
Ojja kuyita kukolesa oba bakulage.
First the vision they will show you.
Masozi k'ejini mu kifo bw'ekiti.
At the other hill in this place, there is gold to this size.
Nga ffe tugenda tumuyiye
kubula. And we go get it out.
Nga tumutuwa. Nga gavumenti ebuuza mwategedde
bwe. And the government asks how did you understand it?
Nga tubaga ffe tulina ba mikisa batambula na ffe wano.
Don't we have those who are blessed and they move with us here.
Ba mikisa.
They are blessed.
Omanyika nkubuliro olaba. Ogenda kudamutambula nabutambala bw'abannabbi.
No more going to move with handkerchiefs or prophets.
Na bifaananyi byabwe byoba tolina mu wallet.
You had on your workplaces.
Naye kabatuzeyo wantu.
But let's get back.
Ogenda kuba oyita ne bamalayika ki?
You're going to be moving with the angels of the scales.
Abatambulira ku mbalasi.
Those moving on the black horses.
Babira n'ebipimo bapima.
They have scales and they measure.
Ebyolunaku byolina okuba nabo babimanyi.
These of the day you're meant to have, they know them.
Bakuyambako n'omukisa guno okuli ku bulamu bwo ne bagaana no please oyagala tukuwe guno okuva eno tereza bw'oti ne
bw'oti. They even help you the blessing on your life how to align it.
Ebipima tebalina bya mizaani.
They have no measurements of the scales.
Balina buli kapimiso.
They have every measuring garment.
Buli mpimiso yonna.
Every garment for measurements.
Bamanyi uwetaaga kyenkana
kibakimanyi. To what extent?
Kati lwakubaffe tetwategeera.
No, because we didn't understand.
Nti oba omukisa gubeera kutya guno oguva mu ggulu.
The thing that coming from heaven.
Kirabika.
Maybe.
Mutufu sooka obuulireko kale
wadde saa. You tell me how you thought of it.
Wali okulowoozaako nga kufaana
kutya. You thought it appeared how?
Bwe walinga okusaba. Njagala omukisa oguva mu ggulu.
Lord, I want a blessing from heaven.
Mukama sindikira omukisa olwaleero mu linnya lya Yesu sindikira omukisa ayi mukama
akati wali okusubira ngaogujja gujja how was it to come
era kukola kutya wano wanange olina okufuna
kiki
kiri kitya
how is it Here we are, new generation. New generation with the knowledge of God. We know everything how it is done. Don't read it, for you don't understand it, may not come out. You may answer you in Job 38. Who is this darkening my
counsels?
With words without knowledge.
You ask
blessing from heaven. Stand like a man, explain me that blessing.
You ask
what is it? You can answer.
Blessing
is this. Angels coming to us.
Yes, he was
praised.
Jesus.
Not going to stagger with prayers. Straight to God.
Your blessing
is this, and this is what I want. Let's come go. Angel blessings. Lead me ahead. All my people whispered with them to come to my business. This time. You've understood it? Instead of buying holy apple from the prophets. Nothing to buy from God, the angel of your blessing.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Buy without nothing.
Hear the voice,
and send them come to serve you. Finish the verse. Revelation 6, verse 6. Now, ages of scales. Oil and wine and
apple.
Use oil and the honey. In Lugano, we use
wine.
You know, wine is not alcoholic wine. Praise
him.
But they told the angel, in those measurements, this and this take it away. But this and the other don't take them away. You can measure as you need. If you begin to do one thing, the blessing on your life, use it for this life,
in the
serving of God, try to get a moment of understanding him.
He
said, blessing from heaven still.
That
no one hinders you. No more trouble. People, when they went to their businesses, I covered the blood of Jesus. Please, you speak better words. The mighty ones of
God.
Go to business, let go. It's you of the scale. You know what I need. So you are angels of season and time. I'm going to the work. I work. But by this time I'm going for fellowship.
Now
bring customers in this time. They can know what you need, and they know the seasons and the time. We don't need to trouble ourselves.
But Lord,
I was meant to go to fellowship. But I don't know. We don't know what. You must know. I don't know where it's from. As long as you use well in this. Now join me with the other. I was meant to get 5 customers who come from my blessing today. Join me.
Part
A. Including the one from heaven. Things are very easy. For example, according to your blessing,
the potato heaped, it was to have 10 potatoes.
But by the word from heaven, tell them to put 150 potatoes. It's possible.
Of course, omanyi waliwo ekizibu ekyaliwo.
There's a problem which was.
Yakobo atuuka eri mu buwanga.
James reaches in captivity.
Alonda ente za kojjaawe.
Nurses the cows of his uncle Laban.
Kati okusinga ku mukisa gwe yali alina yali agudugaza.
The blessing he had, he had that in the east.
Nga tekusobola kukola
nnyo. Could no more work much.
Nakuleetayo katini.
And it brought little to him.
Ali we yayogera ne bamaleka be bipimo.
When he spoke with angels of scales.
Yamuga katukuwe kugwene.
They told him, let's give you of the blessing from heaven.
Kusinzira ku mukisa ogubadde gujjaawe.
According to the blessing which came there.
Embuzi zibadde zinazaala nga zaaki?
Goats were meant to birth white ones.
Nga njeru.
And they are very white.
Naye tukyuseyo.
But let's change.
Tuleete okuveeyo.
Kuzikuba
obujajijaji nga
zeezize. We speckle them.
Bisoboka.
It's possible.
Kakati ekizibu ky'otamanya nti kirimu bamalayika walowooza omukisa.
Never knew it from angels. You thought a blessing, you pull it yourself.
Bible kyebega mukubikula kumi
n'emu
nenda bamalayika n'ampa olumuli olupima
ate
nga lwali lubala yamugaapima ekibuga kya Katonda kino obale n'abakikola
ki
kangubuli olaba n'abatwaleko gonna basobola okugapima
tulaba
wano omuzimu
abadoni
kati gweyimirira
abadon stand there
omulala ayimire ku mulyango maleka omuliro ayimira ku mulyango
oguli eyo. Then I see who will bring stubbornness here.
Malaika Michael Grendo Bafumo.
Angel Michael go chest them. And they rebuke the devourer. I cannot finish them.
They
have a measuring right. You want what form of land? How many acres?
They go
measure and they say this one is
not this.
No matter where it will be, you will reach the land. They
measure
the Canaan land and they say this one
is not this.
No matter how long you reach there. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Sunday,
next Sunday we finish them.